Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
Good morning. Welcome to our program today. We're really excited about this brand new sermon series that we're going to start. And this series is all about the theme for our church for 2026. It's Trust in Him, and it's next on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Good morning and welcome. It's really good that you joined us for our program today on this wonderful Lord's Day. And hey, it's February. And if you're anything like me, you've started to notice something subtle but encouraging. The days are getting a little bit longer, and the sun feels just a little bit warmer. Now, we're not out of winter yet, and I'm sure there's snow down the road, but there are signs that change is coming, and sometimes those small signs of warmth make all the difference. And that idea fits perfectly with where we're headed as a church. Today, we're beginning a new sermon series called Trust in Him. And this series isn't just a short-term focus. It's the theme that God has laid on my heart for our church in 2026. You know, trust isn't something we turn on overnight. It's something God forms in us over time, often in seasons when we don't have all the answers, when the pathway isn't clear, and when we're learning to rely on Him more deeply. Trust is especially tested in the waiting seasons, when prayers feel unanswered, when circumstances feel uncertain, and when life doesn't move as quickly as we like. And yet, those are often the very seasons where God does His greatest work in our hearts. That's why today's song is such a fitting place to begin. In just a few moments, we're going to hear An Unclouded Day. It's a beautiful song that lifts our eyes beyond the present moment and reminds us of a greater hope. It speaks of heaven, not a distant idea, but a certain promise. A place where the storms are over, the clouds are gone, and the life that we lived by faith will give way to sight. As we start this new series, that's exactly the perspective we need. Trusting God isn't just about getting through today. It's about anchoring our hearts in what God has promised for eternity. It's knowing where we're headed. It helps us to trust Him with where we are. So as we worship together this morning, may our hearts be encouraged. May we be reminded that God is faithful. His promises are sure. And even when the way feels cloudy now, an unclouded day is coming. Let's prepare our hearts as we worship the Lord together. And I hope that you'll be blessed by this song.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Yes, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded day. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where my friends have gone. Oh, they tell me of a land far away. Oh, they tell me of a tree in eternal bloom. Oh, they tell me of a lovely land. Oh, they tell me that he smiles on his children there, and his smile drives sorrows away. And they tell me that no heartache shall ever come. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of an unclouded day. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day. Tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day.
Wonderful. What a great song that is, and what a great promise it is as well. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 is where we are. Trusting God enough to put him first is the message that we have for you today. The Bible says in verse 24, Matthew 6, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall ye not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all of these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, every year brings goals and hopes and changes, but nothing will shape your year more in 2026 than what you put first in your life. In his book, First Things First, Stephen Covey gives us insight into the very idea. He says this, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. Now that's a big deal. That changes everything. It's not about trying to fit everything into your life, but fitting the most important things into your life. Now, Jesus gives us a simple but life-changing priority. I believe that this priority should be the top of every Christian's calendar in this new year. What is the priority? Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Now, a God-first life is indeed a blessed life. The Bible says in Psalm 34:10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. A life that seeks God is truly a life that is blessed by God. And it's the kind of life I want and it's the life I want for you.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
Now, of course, we are speaking here of more than just the physical provisions of our life. We're speaking here of the spiritual blessings that God gives to us as well. Psalm 1:1 to verse 3 is very, very important to talk about the blessings of God in our spiritual life. Blessed or happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law, in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's priority there. It is the word of God that is directing our life. It's setting the priorities of our life. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's the blessing. And we notice their priority. It's the word of God. It's the Lord. It's seeking the Lord. Now, Matthew chapter 6 is a part of what we call the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is speaking to his disciples mainly. There are others present as well. He's speaking to a group of people who had great worries in their life. Economic uncertainty was a part of their culture. Heavy taxation was a part of their life. In all of this uncertainty, Jesus is going to also send out those disciples into that culture, and he is going to tell them to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. And so Jesus, as he talks about worry, he's not talking about worry as something that is theoretical here. He's talking to people who had genuine concerns. And we notice our Lord's message to these individuals in our text. He begins by talking about two masters in verse 24. He talks about a conflict in the heart of an individual, whether it's choosing God over material security, it's choosing the Lord, or it's choosing financial gain. And Jesus teaches us that worry often causes a divided loyalty. When money or material things become our master, then someone has said worry becomes our companion. Worry also reveals the heart of an individual. Jesus talked about that in verses 25 to verse 30. Worry reveals who or what we trust. Notice with me the word therefore. It connects us with the idea of having two masters. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. And so the idea of taking thought is to have worries in our heart and in our life. We worry when we have the wrong master, and worry shows a lack of faith in God's care. And notice how Jesus connects this. He illustrates it with the birds and the flowers. He gives us this incredible illustration of his care. The birds, the flowers, God cares enough to feed them and take care of them. And these birds and the flowers, they don't pray. They don't even seek these things. God meets their needs. And then Jesus said, we are better or more valuable than the flowers and the birds of his creation. Why? Well, because we're created in the image of God. You know, we are created only the only part of his creation that is created in his image. And so then Jesus defines for us that if we are seeking him first, not seeking these things, but seeking him first, and he provides for us, then he defines for us in verse 27 that worry, therefore, is pointless. Worry doesn't accomplish anything. Now, one man said, don't tell me that worry doesn't do anything. Most of the things I worry about never happen. Now, of course, this is being facetious. The reality is that we worry about so many things that never actually come to pass. But worry doesn't change our tomorrow. Someone said it only just robs us of the joy we have today. And so how are we to live our life then? Well, we're not to live our life like the Gentiles or the world lives their life in verse 32. Jesus said, this is what the Gentiles seek. This is what the world seeks in how the world is consumed today by seeking after material gain and pleasures and all these things. The world chases after security. According to a recent Business Insider article, recent surveys show many older Americans are experiencing stress and insecurity about their jobs, their benefits, and their retirement, with concerns about finances affecting their peace of mind. The reality is, in the America, people are worried about tomorrow. But this is not just something that Americans are facing. No, this is something also that Canadians are struggling with. One Canadian publication read this: a recent polling shows many Canadians are entering into the 2025 fall with heightened worries over the cost of living, housing affordability, access to health care, and financial future security, illustrating how everyday survival concerns dominates the thoughts of Canadians. And this is how Canadians and Americans alike, that's how they're living their life today. They're concerned about their future. They're concerned about financial freedom, or they're concerned about their mortgage interest rates, or they're concerned about tomorrow. They're concerned about the welfare of their kids. Their worries are real and they're dominating their thoughts. And so what is the turning point that Jesus gives to us in verse 33? Well, here it is. He says this: so put God first. Now, isn't that so simple that we often don't listen to what it says? It's so simple that we often ignore it. This is the heart of the entire passage. This is what Jesus is saying. He's saying, seek first the kingdom of God. Not a suggestion. It's a solution. Jesus is saying, if you put me first, then I'll handle what you fear the most. And we notice the peace of trust in verse 34. He says, take no thought. Don't worry about tomorrow. Rest in me. Rest in my provision for your life. Now, of course, God doesn't promise you a problem-free 2026.
He doesn't promise that you're not going to have any problems. He doesn't promise that you're not going to have any troubles, or he's not going to promise you that you're not going to have any trials or tribulations in your life. He doesn't promise those things. But what he does promise is daily grace to help you. And he promises provision to supply the needs of your life. He promises guidance to direct your steps and to help you in your life. And I believe it's correct to say that who and what we put first in our life is going to dictate how we live our lives. And I believe this, it's also going to dictate how wonderful 2026 is going to be as we learn to trust Him to put God first. Now, let's build this out here as we begin this series and we begin this message. First of all, we notice the priority of seeking God. It's found in verse 33 of Matthew 6, and it's a simple expression, seek ye first. Now, I think we have to add emphasis to the word seek here. The Greek word that Jesus used means to actively look for, or to chase after, or pursue with great effort. And so the word means to go after. Jesus said, we must make this a priority in our lives. He said to arrange your life around this single pursuit, to seek God. And seeking God is not something you trip over going to church on Sunday morning. Seeking God is intentional. Seek is a verb. It's an action word. For the most part, nothing good spiritually happens accidentally in our life. Now, I am sure that there are cases where we are put in the right place at the right time. And of course, we know that there are no accidents with God. And God uses those circumstances to wake us up, maybe to get our attention. But the reality is that God wants us to make spiritual decisions. And one of the most important decisions that you can make in your life in 2026 is, first of all, to put your faith and trust in Jesus if you're not a Christian, to turn to Him for salvation. But secondly, it is to seek God with all of your heart, to trust in Him with all of your heart. And this is where this message begins. But this is where a good year begins, is to make the decision to trust God, to seek Him first in 2026.
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision, To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry, and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.